We're back today with international current events coverage after Monday's series finale on the U.S. food industry. I'm Carl Azus. We're starting in Southern Asia. On Easter Sunday, a bomb exploded at a park in one of Pakistan's largest cities. Officials say at least 72 people were killed, many of them women and children. More than 340 others were injured. A terrorist group that's part of the Pakistani Taliban said it was responsible, that it had targeted Christians who were celebrating Easter in the park. Christians are a minority in Pakistan. Its official religion is Islam. Christians make up about 2% of the population. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is from Lahore. That's the city where the bombing took place. He says his nation will not allow terrorists to play with Pakistani lives and that his goal is to eliminate not only terrorist infrastructure, but also the extremist mindset. Pakistan's military says it's raided several cities since the bombing and that some suspected terrorists have been arrested. The government of the region where the attack took place is observing 3 days of mourning.
Make no mistake, terrorism is a strategic war against our minds. It's weapons, fear, panic, and most importantly, an overwhelming feeling of vulnerability. If we feel vulnerable, we'll be in constant fear. And that's exactly what they're trying to achieve. Bombs are set off in places where we gather. The message, we will find you, where you work and play. Shooting unsuspecting innocent people. The message, there is nowhere to hide. Videos revealing the horrors of rape, mass murder, and beheadings. The message, no one is immune. In fact, following a terrorist attack, studies show it's the most vulnerable of us who will suffer longest. Especially those with personal histories of trauma. But while most everyone may be fearful or anxious for a few weeks, the vast majority of us will prove resilient. And in this regard, experts say terrorism is a failed strategy because research shows that terror often backfires, making nations stronger as citizens band together and angry countries join ranks to fight back. But history has also proven terrorism only works if we allow ourselves to be terrorized.
Syrian government forces are once again in control of the ancient city of Palmyra. It had been taken over by the ISIS terrorist group last May, and it was a strategically important city to ISIS because it gave its fighters access to other parts of Syria. But with the help of Russian airstrikes, Syrian government troops had moved toward the city, entered part of it last week, and announced they'd taken complete control by Sunday. ISIS had used Palmyra for some mass executions, and it infamously destroyed many of the city's ancient artifacts, including some that are holy to Muslims. But United Nations officials are hopeful that some of the artifacts could be restored. We always welcome international viewers to our show. A great number of them are in Japan, and it's in the central part of the Japanese mainland that we're starting today's roll call. Hello to everyone at Tokai High School in the Japanese city of Nagoya. Next up is the U.S. state of Massachusetts, and it's in the northeastern city of Lawrence that we found Bellissini Academy. Our third stop is in western Tennessee, where the Cavaliers are watching. Crockett County Middle School is in the town of Alamo.